Morning Love Radio. We got this. Our mission is the proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of His love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
Start your day informed.
The Zambian government acknowledges the concerns raised by the ambassador of the United States.
Informed all day long. That's the latest headlines, in-depth reports, and current affairs that matter to you.
This is the One Love Radio News.
Join us for the news at 6:45 hours.
The Minister of Mines and Minerals Development representing the President.
14 hours.
People should not take the law into their own hands.
And 18 hours.
Has demanded that Bill 7 should be withdrawn forthwith.
Covering the nation, telling the stories, and unpacking the issues affecting our country. This is your trusted source for the news, only on One Love Radio.
Joshua Zimba, reporting for One Love Radio News in Lusaka.
From the heart to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Thank you so much for joining us for the news on One Love Radio, the headlines. Government distributes 1.2 billion kwacha social cash transfers for May and June. Joint efforts launched to tackle illegal dumping in Lusaka's CBD. In foreign news, Kenya's William Ruto faces growing discontent over economy and police brutality. In sports, Chipolopolo set up for 2-0 draw with Morocco in WAFCON group match. With the news in detail, my name is Faith Zulu. The Ministry of Community Development and Social Services has revealed that it is currently distributing 1.2 billion kwacha in social cash transfers, SCTs, to more than 1.3 million targeted vulnerable and poor households across the country for the May and June 2025 payment cycle. According to a statement issued by Principal Public Relations Officer Glenda Nachinga, government says it has further committed to maintaining the social cash transfer values at 800 kwacha for households without a person with a disability and 1,200 kwacha for households that have a person with a disability. The ministry says this is in a bid to ensure that beneficiaries have adequate household income to support their livelihoods. Government has further pledged its commitment to continue providing the life-saving intervention to the vulnerable and poor households in the country.
Government has committed to maintaining the transfer values of 800 kwacha to a household without a person with a disability and 1,200 kwacha to a household with a person with a disability. Furthermore, we would like to report that we've made steady headway in reducing human interface in the disbursement of funds, and this is promoting accountability and transparency in the process. We would like to reaffirm our ministry's commitment to continue promoting inclusive and sustainable livelihoods for the poor and vulnerable in our.
Lusaka City Council Assistant Public Relations Officer Nyambe Bulumba says the cash for work program has complemented on the work the council is mandated to do in maintaining public health in townships and has also helped residents of the respective townships and an income. Speaking to One Love Radio News, Mr. Bulumba says the cash for work program has complemented the council's efforts in waste collection and cleaning of key public infrastructure such as markets and drainages. He says before the creation of the cash for work program, the council was limping with the collection of waste and maintenance of public facilities. He says the council is currently with Lusaka Integrated Solid Waste Management Company to collect garbage around the city, especially in the areas where the cash for work programs are being done.
Work and energy come up every day, but it has also, you know, complemented on the work that the council is mandated to be doing. As you can imagine, a situation where there was no cash for work, Council was already limping in terms of, you know, the human and constant habits. So, that is a draft of the council. So, what we are doing now is that we are working hand in hand with the Rosata Integrated Waste Management Company, because that is the company that has been created by the ministry.
In a similar development, the Lusaka City Council LCC and Lusaka Integrated Solid Waste Management Company are working together to tackle the pressing issue of littering and illegal dumping of waste in the Central Business District, CBD. Speaking in a statement, Lusaka City Council Public Relations Officer Chola Mwamba says the company, which is a subordinate company established in 2018 and mandated to manage waste in the city, is working tirelessly to implement sustainable waste management practices. Ms. Mwamba says the council has mobilized all their performance contractors and has launched a robust cleaning exercise, including night and day cleanups, to restore the city's cleanliness and make it a conducive environment for all. She says the CBD is facing intensive clean-ups to clear all dirt from filthy spots, including major streets such as Lumumba Road, Freeway and Chachacha Streets, which are hubs of business activities. She further says the collaborative efforts demonstrate the council's commitment to maintaining a clean and healthy city. The cleanup aims to enhance waste management practices and promote a clean and sustainable environment.
Lusaka City Council and the Lusaka Integrated Solid Waste Management Company working together to tackle the pressing issue of littering and illegal dumping of waste in the Central Business District. It is in this vein that the council has mobilized all its performance contractors and launched a robust cleaning exercise, including night and day cleanups, to restore the city's cleanliness and make it a conducive environment for all. This collaborative effort demonstrates council's commitment to maintaining a clean and healthy city.
Still in local news, Roma Ward 20 of Mandevu constituency has announced the construction of a maternity annex at Kasisi in Lusaka, funded by the 2024 Constituency Development Fund, CDF. The project aims to reduce pressure on Ngombe Clinic and lower referrals to distant health facilities by allowing mothers to access care closer to home. Speaking to One Love Radio News, Roma Ward 20 Councillor Luca Piwi says that since Ngombe Clinic started operations in 2008, the community has grown but the clinic has not been expanded, adding that the ward has a large population served by only a small number of health workers. Mr. Piwi says the maternity annex will improve services for Kasisi residents by providing parental health care in their locality with better prenatal and post-delivery care for expectant mothers. He states that the maternity annex is expected to be completed and handed over to the community by the end of this year.
Okay, so the actual reason why we are started building at the Kasisi Health Post is not necessarily that we have only the maternity in mind. Of course, the idea is that the residents of Kasisi can receive paternal health within their locality. But our actual idea is to begin to decongest Ngombe Clinic. What we've realized as a ward is that from 2008, when Ngombe Clinic was actually launched, the community has been expanding, but the facility has not received any expansion. So we've had a situation where...
Governance expert Bribna Changala says the United Party for National Development, UPND, government needs to completely repair of all its ministries and permanent secretaries. Speaking to One Love Radio News, Mr. Changala says the UPND governance system is not performing well and he wonders if the problem is with the cabinet or the permanent secretaries. He says it is very difficult for the citizens of Zambia to know the direction the UPND government is leading the country to because everything is in disorder. Mr. Changala was reacting to the firing of the Ministry of Agriculture and Livestock permanent secretaries and says that singling out one permanent secretary is not the solution to the UPND's poor performance, but a complete repair is needed.
an improvement in people's participation.